Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Back here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well, 96.5 The Fan, your home for all Kansas City sports. Give credit where credit's due. Scrolling through Twitter and I come across the account Fuzzy. They are on SeatGeek and Underdog, just trying to grow the game of baseball, and they dropped a little knowledge.
What's the Twitter handle?
F-U-Z-Z-Y.
F-U-Z-Z-Y?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to look that one up right now.
They brought this up yesterday.
Just at Fuzzy?
Fuzzy from T.
Okay, I got
from
it.
From my T. My T. The Athletics are 1-19 since May 14th. So we talk about the Colorado Rockies being bad.
And I told Dusty, no.
He's like, where'd you get this from? I'm like, look it up, dude. Like,
so we did. They won on. They beat the Dodgers 11-1 on May 13th. Okay? May 13th. Since then, Sacramento has one win. They beat the Phillies on May 25th. They have losses to the Astros of 11-1 and 12-0.
Mm-hmm.
They have losses to the Dodgers of 9-3 and 19-2.
Mm-hmm.
A 9-1 loss to the San Francisco Giants. A 10-4 loss to the Twins, a 10-3 loss to the Twins, a 6-1 loss to the Twins, and they got a nooner with the Twins today.
Keep an eye on that.
I mean,
yikes.
I mean, there's not much that stops me in my tracks in sports anymore, right? That I'm stunned by.
Mm-hmm.
This is stunning.
Remember how hot they were to start? Everybody wanted Britt Rooker.
But my question is this.
We have no pitching.
Why haven't we heard about this until now?
What? I don't know. That was a tweet from yesterday. I mean, if you're the A's, do you trade Jacob Wilson? If you're the Pirates, do you trade Paul Skeens? You take Jacob Wilson or Paul Skeens?
Jacob Wilson.
He plays every day at shortstop, hitting 358.
And I'd move him to second base.
Huh, well, or just let him play third base.
Or that's fine. He's not playing short here, but I would take Jacob Wilson over Paul Skeens right now because I like our pitching. We're the best rotation, second best rotation in baseball.
Yeah.
Like, we don't need help there, right?
No.
If these teams, like, look, I understand Sacramento's not going to be there and they're going to supposedly move to Las Vegas. But, like, grow some balls and trade these good players and rebuild your organizations, man. Do absolutely what the Houston Astros did and break that thing down and trade these guys, because Jacob Wilson would be a lot better here in Kansas City, and Paul Skeens would be a lot better somewhere else, too. It would be better for the game.
Of course they would. Of course they would. Just not going to pay those guys.
I mean, my goodness.
It's got you shook.
It really does. Yeah.
Best nickname in sports, and then one of you asks, what's Jack's nickname? Well, he already has a nickname. It's the obvious. It's on the t-shirt that we gave out in Springfield. It's Cags.
Cags.
His nickname in college was, what was it, Jack Tawny?
because he pitched and he hit. And then the one that I will continue to call him until I am dead and gone, his other nickname, according to Pro Baseball Reference, Jack Hammer.
I like that one. That's a good one.
Because we had Hammer Time. Shout out Bob Hamlin. Now we have Jack Hammer. And I guess HUD's calling him Lumberjack.
I like that too.
Yeah.
Lumberjack.
But he's just clean, though. He's not like if he looked like Charlie Blackman, then I would be like, okay, Lumberjack works. Or if he looked like Dexter season seven, last scene of the season of the whole thing, then I'd be like, okay, Lumberjack.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
Jack Hammer. Get me out of bed in the morning.
Smash.
But Cags is the nickname.
Cags is the nickname. I don't know why we're trying so hard on doing anything.
It's just Cags.
Know. Yeah, because, I mean, Jack isn't even his real name. I mean, so, like, it's Cags. Let's not overthink this thing, right? We don't need to come up with 18 different nicknames. He's Cags, and he likes it, and he'll accept it.
So what are the best nicknames in sports?
Well, for me, and I just found out that this week, what it meant, I've always loved Oil Can Boyd, and I never knew why he was called Oil Can.
Who?
Oil Can Boyd. You don't know who Oil Can Boyd is?
Heard of it.
That's your problem, not mine.
I was hoping I wasn't the only one. Okay.
No. Yeah, I mean, that's on you guys, not me, on this one. But Oil Can Boyd, I used to drink beer out of the oil cans. The size, like they used to have those big cans of beer.
Yeah.
And so he used to drink big cans of beer and was Oil Can Boyd.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Oil Can Boyd.
Dennis Ray. Oil Can Boyd.
Yep. His nickname was Oil Can. Did you know that?
That is pretty crazy. That's a cool one.
It's a good one.
That is a good one. Dusty, you got a favorite?
His last game was October 1st, 1991.
So?
Well, I mean, just saying. Like,
I mean, like, just because things happened before you were around doesn't mean you don't have to know about them.
Is he a Hall of Famer?
No, but his name is Oil Can Boyd.
I mean, no. What do I need to say?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I should have known he went to Jackson State University, home of Deion Sanders and Shedeur Sanders.
Damn right.
At one point. I will say that mine is the big unit, Randy Johnson. I mean, the guy was just a unit. He's like 6'8", just threw a hose of a slider and a fastball. I also love the big hurt from Frank Thomas, just because you look at that guy, of how big he was and how much he hurt my soul as a kid growing up watching the Royals games, and having to see Maglio Ordóñez followed by Paul Konerko, followed by Frank Thomas. It was annoying. It was just the White Sox back in the day. Now they suck, so it doesn't matter. But yeah, those were probably mine. And then Pronk for Travis Hafner, because of, like Bob said, you figure out what the nickname means. It's very interesting, Travis Hafner's nickname, when you put the two together. Because he was a donkey and from the projects is what his nicknames were. Yeah, his literally nickname was called Donkey and Project. Those were the two. They put them together. And then you figure out, okay,
that's
Project, because he's from that area. Donkey because of, never mind. Paul Pierce is pretty good, too.
That was mine. That is my favorite, The Truth.
The Truth?
Yep.
What's Tatum's, The Anomaly?
Yeah, that's what they're trying to start.
Yeah, The Anomaly.
They're trying to start that, which is cool, but...
Wasn't there like the big something or other, the big...
Fundamental?
Yeah.
The big fundamental for...
Big fundamental for Tim Duncan.
It's a good one.
I don't know that it is. It's too much.
Chucks is good.
Round mound of rebound. It's still a lot. It's a lot, you know?
The Worm is a good one.
The Worm is good.
Yeah.
Could you ever do The Worm?
No.
The Worm was a good nickname.
But the Truth's good because it's the origin as well. You know, destroyed the Lakers in L.A. and Shaq's in the locker room. He's like, man, that dude's the truth. And then it just started.
Tiger is named after a South Vietnamese soldier who served with his father. That I did not know. I know his first name is Eldrick. But
okay, so here's the nickname Pronk. Was given to him by former teammate Bill Selby during spring training of 2003. People referred to him as the project because I guess he was a project in the system. I don't know. And then other times as Donkey for the way he looked running around the bases.
Is there a best Casey nickname? Is it?
It's not Showtime.
No, but it's Human Joystick.
Yeah. Dante Hall.
Yeah. No. Okay.
Bo.
Yeah.
Fair.
Right. I don't know.
Yeah. Can't really argue that.
What other nicknames have we had?
We really missed on the Chiefs. We have Zeus and Showtime.
I don't disagree with you at all on that. You're right.
I mean, Zeus and Showtime.
Does Chris Jones have a nickname?
I don't know.
Stone Cold Jones?
Stone Cold Jones. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah,
that's a good one.
Somebody says the Refrigerator Perry.
A good one.
Great Muggsy.
Muggsy.
What was his real name?
I don't know.
Good question.
I think it was Muggsy, actually.
I thought it was Muggsy Bogues.
I thought so, too. But I also didn't know, you know, Oil Can Boyd was Oil Can because he drank beer out of an oil can.
Yeah. Tyrone Curtis Bogues.
That's why he goes by
Muggsy.
Nigerian Nightmare.
That's a good one. That's probably
the winner. Christian Okoye.
Let me ask you this. Who the hell is Worldwide Wes?
Wes Welker?
And why does he have say over what the Knicks are doing?
Oh.
It's Meta. Yes. Meta World Peace.
No, that's not. Is that. That's not Meta World Peace.
No, that's. Gosh, there is a whole story behind this. Yeah, I'd have to look it up.
I heard somebody talking the other day about Worldwide Wes. So I'm trying to expand my NBA knowledge for you two dopes. I kid. But imagine like somebody named Worldwide Wes being in charge of something on your basketball team.
He's the executive vice president, senior basketball advisor.
Worldwide for the Knicks. West.
Long history with Knicks president Leon Rose. There you go.
Peyton Manning's nickname, the sheriff, the glove, Air Jordan. Still the best nickname. Air Jordan. Why? Here's a picture. Makes sense.
What about Babe?
Yeah, Babe. Country Breakfast coming in for another good KC nickname.
He didn't like that very much.
Sorry, man.
It's okay. He wasn't a fan of that name. It hurt his feelings.
A lot of times you got to just accept what fans want.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Two biscuits covered in gravy with eggs, bacon, sausage, hash browns every day for breakfast and spring training. And they won't be like, what's up, country breakfast? Why do you keep calling me that? Well,
bro, yeah, come on.
Like, if you found me at Waffle House, like, what's up, All Star? Like, yeah, well, that's not what it's supposed to mean, but that's what it is. But yeah, Butterbean, good one.
Oh, Butterbean is a good one. I like that.
And then this is the one we all missed, Dick Mountain for Rich Hill.
Yeah, Rich Hill.
That's just, come on, man. And then there's also one coming in from the text line, Bobby Witt Jr.'s nickname, Junior. Okay.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro.
we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.